That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
This is not how I want to start the Monday off. Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 17th, goes to Christopher Meyer, Nicholas Welch, Agnes Milbourne, and Brian Herrick. Now, if you don't know who these people are, they are the police officers who responded to Draven Ames, Aisha Harper, and their two children. They responded with what I think is excessive force, guns drawn and everything, all because they were responding to calls about a four-year-old daughter stealing a Barbie doll from a store. Let me tell you something. When I see stories like this, I think of all the danger I probably put my parents through as a child because I was Mr. Sticky Fingers. Difference is my parents always caught me before I got out the store, and if I did get out the store with it, trust me, it was going right back. Well, what happens when a four-year-old girl leaves a store with a Barbie doll in 2019 and pulls into an apartment complex with her parents and, you know, they're going to drop the daughter off at a babysitter, huh? What happens in 2019 when things like this happen? Let's go to CNN for the report, please.
The cell phone video begins with a man on the pavement, hands behind his back, being handcuffed by a Phoenix police officer. Seconds later, he's yanked off the ground and then pushed up against the squad car, his feet about shoulder width apart. That's when the officer aggressively sweeps his leg, then yells,
"When I tell you to do something, you do it."
The person recording then asks,
"Where the girl at?"
That girl is a mother. Watch the officer here, gun drawn, and the maroon SUV. Out walk a pregnant mother and her two daughters.
Oh, look at these kids.
And the minute he saw that there were children involved, that's when he holstered his weapon.
The officer who swept the young man's leg,
he's on a non-enforcement assignment right now.
That same officer screamed profanities at both parents and tried to take the mother's baby from her arms. Neither adult charged with any crime nor arrested. And the officer who had his gun drawn remains on normal patrol.
We're looking into that matter to see, was it excessive? We don't know.
A family spokesperson claims the call was over a doll, allegedly taken by one of the kids from a dollar store.
Officers said they are still reviewing the tape to see if it was excessive use of force. They just don't know. Remember last year during the NFC Championship game against the Rams and Saints, and it was 3rd and 10 on the Rams' 13-yard line with 2 minutes left, and a first down would have meant New Orleans either could have gone for a touchdown and kicked a field goal without giving the ball back, and then Drew Brees found Tommy Lewis, I believe it was, and he was running a wheel route, and Lewis got hit with the people's elbow and the Stone Cold Stunner by Nicole Coleman a whole second before the ball arrived. And remember, he went down and so did the ball, and everyone looked around for a flag, and the flag never came because that play essentially caused New Orleans a trip to the Super Bowl. That controversial no call, nobody, y'all remember that? We all
yes.
witnessed it, but couldn't understand why the refs didn't see it. Mm. This is one of those obvious calls, people, right? I have no idea what needs to be reviewed in this situation, all right? Does this not sound like excessive force?
Get your ass off!
For a whole Barbie doll, fam? Mayor Kate Gallagher released a statement and said, "I, like many others, am sick over what I have seen in the video depicting Phoenix police interacting with a family and young children. It was completely inappropriate and clearly unprofessional." This is the mayor, by the way. "There is no situation in which this behavior is ever close to acceptable. As a mother myself, seeing these children placed in such a terrifying situation is beyond upsetting. I am deeply sorry what this family went through, and I apologize to our community. This is not who we are." At the end of it, I'm not going to read the whole thing. She says, "I recognize that to get to the bottom of this issue and implement meaningful change, we're going to have some uncomfortable and painful conversations." Here's the thing, Mayor Kate. That's not how this should happen. This Facebook statement is all a bunch of words and lip service, a bunch of empty rhetoric. We need action, okay? You are a mother. You have kids. Imagine if that was you. What kind of action would you want taken against these police? Well, that answer should be you want them fired, okay? If this is unacceptable behavior, then don't accept it. Set a standard. Let officers know this kind of behavior will not be tolerated, okay? You will not be suspended and put on paid administrative leave. If your emotional IQ is that low, then you don't need to be on the police force anyway. Moving forward, you know, putting body cameras on cops is great. You know, having community meetings discussing this with the police chief is great. Let people express their concerns. But F all that. Make an example out of these cops, okay? Because people are only going to do what they can get away with. If these cops aren't fired, you are setting a precedent to what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And this behavior from these cops is clearly not acceptable. Please give Christopher Meyer, Nicholas Welch, Agnes Milbourne, and Brian Herrick the biggest hee-haw.
Wow.
Wow.
It's tough to even do those kind of stories because I don't like trauma, all right? And I don't like, you know, how those videos just redistribute the pain that that family felt to the rest of us. But the stories have to be told.
Yes, absolutely.
Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey!